Let me take you to a magical place. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and throughout history, tales have been told to explorers about far-off mythical places that hold incredible wonders that no human has ever seen. Places like the lost city of Atlantis, or the Fountain of Youth, or El Dorado, the City of Gold. Whoa. And of course, you can add to that list the Olive Garden.
What?
I think we've all been to the Olive Garden, man.
A whimsical land where breadsticks fall from the sky like rain. People bathe in creamy rivers of Alfredo and sleep every night under a warm blanket of lasagna.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, that does sound pretty good.
It's a magical and wondrous place, this Olive Garden. And only a select few have enjoyed it.
Or millions every year.
So why am I talking about the mythical land of Olive Garden right now?
Yeah.
Well, that's because a couple of months ago, a food critic wrote an essay called Salvation in the Garden of Endless Breadsticks.
Man, that is going to cap your career as a food writer.
It was published online, and there's one line from the essay that really stuck out in people's minds. It said, quote, I love that I can walk in the door of an Olive Garden in Michigan City, Indiana, and feel like I'm in the same room when I step into an Olive Garden in Queens or Rhode Island.
Yeah,
or in the middle of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
There is only one Olive Garden, but it has thousands of doors.
It's a good point.
That's a good line.
I mean, right?
They always have like the ivy on the walls.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like, where am I? I don't know. I'm in the same place I was.
Well, it feels like home because when you're there, you're family.
It's like looking up at the night sky and seeing the stars, no matter where you are.
And the last line is one that really struck a chord with the readers. It said, there is only one Olive Garden, and we call it home.
Oh, that's deep.
Fans of the restaurant chain said it was rife with horror and science fiction potential, and it all spun out of control right there. So the author of the original essay embraced it, and she started the Olive Garden Fan Fiction Challenge.
Shut up.
To see
how
creative people could get. She even offered to buy dinner for four at Olive Garden for what she deemed as the best piece of literature from her Olive Garden Fan Fiction Challenge.
Oh my God.
I used to laugh at fan fiction until it gave us 50 Shades of Grey, and now I'm kind of scared of it.
Ever since then, Olive Garden fan fiction has been going viral on the internet with hundreds of strange, whimsical stories about the Italian food chain. These are some of the top submissions. One person wrote a short story about a woman who was trapped inside an Olive Garden and she couldn't find the door out.
Uh-oh.
A portion of the story said, quote, before the next basket of breadsticks hit the table, Deborah was up, walking past the restrooms, looking for another room, another door, not sure what she was hoping to find.
Oh my God, Deborah, get out!
She dug deep into her pockets, frantically searching for something, a key, a phone, anything. Finally, her fingers found an object.
What?
Slowly, Deborah pulled it out into view, and staring back at her were four words that would be burned into her memory forever.
I'm on the edge of my seat right now. What happened to Deborah in the Olive Garden?
Yeah.
Never-ending pasta pass.
She was there forever.
She would never get out.
That's a very literal meaning of never-ending pasta pass.
Like,
I mean,
pasta.
Shoot, man.
Talking about a new trend right now online where people are writing Olive Garden fan fiction because one food critic wrote an essay about the Olive Garden and then challenged people to come up with some fan fiction. And now the internet is buzzing with Olive Garden fiction.
I like it.
They did find a winner
for
the Olive Garden fan fiction.
Okay.
The contest is technically over, but submissions are still coming in with new Olive Garden fiction stories being posted every day with titles like Detective Fettuccine and The Case of the Curious Calamari.
Oh my God, is it bad that I want to read these?
I know.
And it makes me really crave the Alfredo sauce.
Oh God, it's so good.
Or 50 Shades of Focaccia.
Now that's 50 Shades I want to see.
There are so many story submissions that it would literally take over a week if you want to read them all.
Oh my gosh.
Text in to 78592. What chain do you love so much that you would write fan fiction about it? And what would you title it?
Ooh.
Your phone tap is coming
up. That's a challenge.
Right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.